people assume there's some sort of moral shortcoming that's happening with this person who is homeless, who's found themselves living in their truck or on a boat that doesn't have heating. And that's not the case at all. There are so many macro level problems at play here, from rising income inequality to wage stagnation to the deinstitutionalization of care for mental illness. Health problems play a big role in homelessness, both causing it and exacerbating the experience of it. And then each of those variables manifests in a very unique way for each individual. So to think that it's some sort of deficit, then they're not working hard enough, that's totally wrong.
So you were born here and then you moved away. You have this experience with homelessness in Washington. What do you tell people here in Petersburg about homelessness?
I mean, honestly, I don't know what the main driver is here. I think part of it is it's access to treatment for mental illness, having a job that pays well, having access to affordable housing. Addiction is a part of the equation, too. Yeah, there are a lot of variables at play.
Affordable housing is something that came up, I think, at past meetings since the summer of 2017 to try to figure out what is the situation with homelessness in Petersburg. I mean, before you can solve any problems, you have to figure out what the problem is. And
yeah, and that's the goal of the point in time count.
Point in time?
Point in time count, yep. The point in time count happens nationwide during the last 10 days of January on a date designated by HUD. It's HUD's effort at enumerating the homeless population. The data collected helps state and federal decision makers make informed decisions and allocate resources to effectively combat homelessness.
So is that what this sheet of paper is here?
Yes.
Part of the point in time?
Yes. So okay. That is the survey that we administer to each individual.
It's double-sided and asks regular questions that you would think about, just like, you know, name and birth. And the other side, it's asking, where did you sleep last night?
Mm-hmm.
How long have you been in this current homeless situation? And this point in time count survey took place in Petersburg last week.
Yep, on January 24th. At the event, we had quite a few resources available. We had donated clothes from the community. We had flu shots available provided by Petersburg Medical Center, and people could get wellness checkup. We also had soups and bread and coffee that were all donated. We had resources available from mental health services and public health center. Quite a few resources. Yes.
Did people show up?
We had 16 people show up. Well, we had more than 16 people show up, but we completed 16 forms. Of the forms that were completed, 5 people are living in a place not meant for habitation, which is kind of the homelessness in the traditional sense. There were also 4 people that were staying with family, 2 people that are staying with friends, and 4 people in rentals, 2 of which were with a subsidy. We also found that of the people that attended, 5 of them have experienced homelessness 4 times in the last 3 years.
5 of them have experienced homelessness 4 times in the last 3 years. That means that they're not finding a solution. It's just happening again and again.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm wondering if there are more homeless people than those who showed up, because I would think it would be really a hard step to take to kind of walk in a door and just admit that you've got this problem.
Yeah, we had some people that came to the event and immediately walked out. We called it Project Connect because the idea of who is homeless is so flawed, and people don't want to identify with that. It's a stigmatized position, and it's tough for people to think of themselves as homeless. Because of the way that this event works, it's really important that that event has the kind of services that they don't normally receive. I really hope that next year we'll maybe have a dentist available to offer any advice, maybe a hairdresser, things that people wouldn't normally have access to. That plays a really important role in getting high turnout for the event. And it's only with high turnout that we will learn more about housing and homelessness in Petersburg.
Well, thank you so much, Julia, for talking to me today. Is there anything you wanted to add?
Yeah, I am so appreciative of the partnerships that made this event possible. We wouldn't have been able to do this without Petersburg Medical Center, Petersburg Mental Health Services, the Public Health Center, WAVE as a sponsoring organization, and all of the community members that donated their time, their soup and bread to make it possible. It was a big part of it.